Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Allen going to roll left, looking for someone in the end zone. And now Shovel passes it, complete to Jackson Hawes for his first career touchdown from 5 yards out. Josh Allen. Looking like Magic Johnson on the fast break. It's a screen pass to Shakir. Has a blocker in front. Racing to the end zone and he's in. It's a 15-yard screen pass for a touchdown. As Shakir got great blocking downfield. Got up the sideline and into the end zone. And the Bills have the lead back again. Back to pass, looking left. And stretching and reaching for it is Kincaid, and he stumbles into the end zone for the touchdown. A 20-yard touchdown hookup, Allen to Kincaid, and the Bills are an extra point away from tying it up early.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody, it's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy White, Sneaky Joe DiBiase, after a nice weekend off. Hopefully you had a good weekend. It's raining, or has rained, and appears it will rain more. But it can still rain.
Yes.
And it's the first rain in a year.
It can thunder and lightning, which thunder. There was a little bit of yesterday.
Yes. So expected some showers throughout the day today, and actually throughout the week. This is the joke where as soon as the calendar turned to fall on the calendar, the astronomical fall, whatever. It's going to rain for a couple days, which is nice, but it's still going to be in the 70s and you know, beautiful.
It's been more. I had the AC on this weekend a little bit,
it got hot.
Yeah, it did.
Got hot.
Got into the 80s, so was like, you know. Close the windows. Allergies were kicking up a little bit. Like, put the AC on. It's warm enough to do that.
It was a goofy week in Sunday football, maybe, depending on, you know, what your picks were, who you thought was going to win. But the Browns beating the Packers, I don't know how many people saw that coming. That happened. Saw a lot of games decided on blocked kicks. Maybe you watched and looked at it through the eyes of what does this all mean for the Bills, and maybe you'll do that tonight with the Ravens playing the Lions. So I had a good time watching these games. Stress-free Sundays.
Yeah, there were two blocked kicks for touchdowns by one player, which was more than the rest of the league had since 2000.
Wow.
Because Jordan Davis blocked it and then returned it for a touchdown. Will McDonald blocked it and returned it for a touchdown. Did you notice on, were you watching that game, Jets and Bucks, yesterday? I was looking for him on the game-winning kick. The Bucs are lining up. They're down two. It's like a, 30-yard field goal? Like, it's not very far. And I'm looking for McDonald because he had jumped over the long snapper to block the previous kick before he returned it, and I didn't see him out there. And if he was out there, he certainly wasn't over the long snapper. So that was weird to me that the Jets decided, hey, the thing that just worked on this, on a kick that they're probably going to make, no, let's not have him out there. I don't know if they were scared of him hitting the long snapper and then they got to re-kick it, which could have been it on a game-winning field goal, but just felt weird that they wouldn't do the exact same thing that had just worked.
We're almost at that time of year, the annual, here's what you actually are not allowed to do while blocking a kick, right? There's a penalty for leaping.
Yeah, what's how confident are you know what leverage is? Oh, that's what lost the Broncos the game against the Colts.
They called leverage on
the play? They called leverage, yeah.
Yeah. All right, once a year, maybe twice a year. It's actually, you're not allowed to do this in order to block a kick. Well, it was wild. Unintentionally hilarious to watch the Jets block a kick to potentially win a game and have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers respond with, oh, all right, fine. All right, we'll drive down and kick again.
Right, right.
Just Aaron Glenn running down the sideline, so happy in that moment. We might get this one. Upset of the century. Here comes the culture. We've got it. Down the field kick. Right, maybe next week.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
I appreciated watching Baker have a chance to drive down the field again. That's two game-winning drives in 2 weeks for him.
Yeah.
From a team where, like, this is one thing I was thinking a lot of in the league yesterday. Tampa is, like, the only team in the league that is still throwing the ball down the field on every single drive. Like, that final drive, it's, all right, more chances to watch Amika Buka make great catches along the sidelines, and he was doing that. And Evans earlier in the game was doing that. The whole league, everybody's doing it the same. Like, how many, the Giants are a little different, but, you know, because they're not a great team. How many times did you see passes thrown to running backs yesterday? The Giants did it felt like 20 times.
Yeah.
Cam Scatabo was like the only thing I saw happen in their offense yesterday. Neighbors had like 7 yards, right? Like,
right.
I guess it's just that easy to shut down another team's number one receiver, especially if you don't have a good quarterback, is probably the point here. But the Eagles in that whole first half were just, no, this is what we want to do. 2nd and 16, let's run the ball. Doesn't that mean their season's over, by the way?
2nd and 17 is when
you're... 2nd and 17. Yeah,
that's when your season
is. So they got away with it with 1 yard.
Yeah.
But everyone in the league, I feel like, they're just throwing it short, throwing it short, throwing it short.
There's one other team you forgot that's not doing that.
Who's that?
The Chargers. The Chargers throw down the field. I've got Herbert's week 3 passing chart here, and it's, you know, down the field. How many throws behind the line of scrimmage or at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 out of 47.
Okay.
He's down the field.
All right.
Now, it's interesting you mentioned that because maybe Bills fans are really keyed in on that because of what we just watched against the Dolphins and how Allen's average depth of target was 3 yards. Did you catch? It would have been after, I think it would have been after Eagles-Rams. They're on, it had to be, because it's Nate Burleson talking about the Eagles and what they do and how they play and Saquon Barkley, and Hurts had not had a completion over 10 yards in 2 games, or like the numbers on where Hurts was throwing the ball, it was all short stuff. And then, of course, in this game against the Rams, it opens up a little bit more.
Well, was that at halftime he said that, or was it before the game?
Okay, maybe it was halftime.
Because he had 18 yards, I think, at the half.
Yeah.
Like, he had done nothing. They were just trying to run it. That's all they were trying to do in the first half, and they couldn't.
Yeah.
So
I think it was after the game, to be told. Okay. I think it was afterwards. And basically what he was getting at was, it sounded like he was talking about the Bills. And it made me feel better because Bills fans, you know how it goes. You're out there. Good morning. 803-0550. Maybe in the group chat you're arguing about whether or not Josh Allen should be throwing the ball farther. And one side of the group chat is saying, guys, they keep scoring 30. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
The other side says, yeah, but 3 and 5 yard passes, it's a waste of Allen. If I've defined your group chat, that's what Nate Burleson said about the Eagles. And what are the Eagles? A team that just won the Super Bowl.
Right.
So if you feel like you're arguing about this with Bills fans, and only Bills fans do this, and we're so spoiled. The Super Bowl champs, I watched Nate Burleson give a breakdown of, like, I know Eagles fans, sometimes it doesn't look pretty, but they keep winning because they do have this formula, and I mean, it might as well have been a carbon copy kind of statement about the Bills.
Not just that. If you ever think you're spoiled, the Eagles just won their second Super Bowl, how long ago was it? 7 months ago? Right? 6 months ago. Now, they're Philadelphia, and this might not come as a surprise, but loudly booed off the field at halftime. Loudly booed off the field at halftime. They won the trophy this calendar year. So, there are levels of spoiled. It could be worse, right? I don't know if maybe Bills fans would boo. I don't know. If they had a bad half after winning the Super Bowl 3 weeks later, I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't. But they were booing loud, and it was because they wouldn't throw the ball.
Yeah.
They just, now that's different than even what the Bills do. Like, the Bills will throw it. You're just seeing screens and you're seeing, you know, short stuff around the line of scrimmage sometimes, or these little checkdowns. The Eagles just weren't throwing it at all. They went run, loss of down, penalty, second and 16, run, third and 17, run. Like, that was the drive that got them booed off the field at the end of the half, was run, run, run. And that was the whole first half for them. There's a lot of team, and by the way, what they did in the second half, they just like, all right, we got to start throwing, and we got to start throwing down the field. Hey, that dude that wears number 11, Brown.
He's good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. We started throwing it in his direction, and then he had like the biggest half any receivers had of the season. So they have it, just kind of when they want to do it.
Right, which, is that the Bills? They might not have it on the level that
the Eagles do.
They have the better quarterback, the Bills do, by a lot. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
But, you know, all right, so the Eagles, there's one team to talk about. The Chargers, maybe you watched Chargers-Broncos. We didn't get it here, so you would have had to have the ticket, right, or been watching on Red Zone.
Yep.
Herbert is a conversation because Herbert ends this game against the Broncos with 300 yards, 28 of 47. Like, they're throwing down the field. And he engineers a Josh Allen comeback against the Ravens, right? A touchdown, a stop, a field goal to win all inside the final 3 minutes. The Bucs had a comeback. The Chargers had a comeback. And for the Chargers' comeback, the touchdown pass to Keenan Allen, if you've not yet seen it, prepare yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like excuse me, it's like Justin Herbert watched a bunch of Josh Allen highlights and thought, what if I tried to extend a play once in a while?
Yeah.
My experience watching Herbert has always been that he is disappointing in that element, in that regard, where there's pressure, he's not going to get away. He's fast, isn't he? How come he never runs to the spot? How come he never beats a defender? He's a very good athlete. He's supposed to be able to do some of these things. Of course, very few can do them on the level of Josh Allen. The touchdown pass to Keenan Allen is shrugs off a defender that's got his shoulder pads, steps, turns, throws across his body the wrong way, and finds Keenan Allen in the end zone for a touchdown.
30-yard throw, too. Yeah, like, it was a good throw.
Exactly. A laser beam to Keenan Allen. If I'm a Charger fan, I'm happy about 3-0, of course. I'm feeling good. Jim Harbaugh's a good coach. Justin Herbert, they're putting it all together. And then Herbert makes that play, and it's, okay, I'm going to need those plays. I haven't. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they've gotten those plays from Herbert that much. He's an incredible passer. He's not the off-script virtuoso that Allen is. And I think you maybe don't have to be as good as Allen at it to win, but you have to be good. You have to know that that's in there. And, man, what a play from Herbert. So they're 3-0. The Broncos are 1-2 and probably feel like they should be 3-0.
Yeah.
But, hey, whatever. Here are the Chargers with a huge lead in that division and three wins in that division. They're 3-0 and 3-0 in the AFC West. So a good start.
No, 2-1, right?
They
beat the Colts.
The Chargers.
Yeah. Denver lost the Colts.
Yeah, the Chargers beat the
Raiders.
Chiefs, Raiders, Broncos.
Okay, yes, okay, three division wins, right?
3-0 wow. And 3-0 in the division.
Oh, they started their schedule with three games in the division?
Yep.
That's wild.
And they started in Brazil, don't forget.
And that, right.
So they went to Brazil and won, came home and beat Vegas, and then beat Denver. 3-0 to start.
Yeah. They might be doing it out of necessity a little bit. They ran the ball better yesterday, but isn't that the thing they're not supposed to have to the same degree because of their injuries on the line? And Hampton's looked pretty good. Najee Harris off of the season now, right? So that hurts their backfield a little bit. I wonder if they were doing it more out of necessity a little bit. But yesterday they could run it, and they were still creating those plays down the field. So, all right, like, that's the team for the one seed right now until Baltimore plays tonight.
Unless you want to consider the team that is number one in the NFL in point differential.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Which is the Colts. Still can't get there.
Okay.
Still can't get there.
You definitely don't have to get there.
Let me just put it this way. I wasn't there yet after they won against Denver. I'm not going to get there after they beat the Titans.
Right. They did, of course.
Not the Titans.
They did demolish the Titans.
They did.
And yeah. Never had to sweat, which, fine.
They'll play at the Rams next week.
Okay.
That's a
legitimate test.
It's a who's who game. They beat the Rams and look impressive. I think you can't really deny it anymore. Yeah. That'll look really good.
The Colts. Here we are, the Colts.
But not for the one seed though. Right?
No,
like I'm thinking about them for maybe that's the team that wins the AFC South. But I'm not thinking about them for the conference.
How much of the one seed is how much of a walk is your division? Isn't that the ultimate defining characteristic? How did the Patriots get it so many times in the Brady era? The division's a walk. How come the Chiefs have been able to get it so many times? The division has been disappointing. Mm-hmm. At least the Bills had the Dolphins in the division a couple times, and the Patriots were a contender. And how'd the Titans get it? When they did get a one seed, the division's a mess. The AFC South, Houston, dead on arrival.
Houston has the worst offense in the league.
Houston is a disaster.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence.
Now they're
stinks.
They're Jacksonville, right? Like they won yesterday, right? But they never look impressive.
No, they don't look very good. And then there's the Titans. The Colts could go 6-0 in their division, 5-1 in their division, which means the Bills have to match that. So it's important to remember the one seed isn't always the best team. It's of course just the best record. Do I think they have a legitimate shot at the one seed? No. I don't think the Colts are going to have more wins than the Bills this season. But right now it's a tie, and I know that they play in a, I don't know, do I want to call it a softer division?
Looking at their schedule.
The Bills division looks over as well.
Because they're not playing a first-place schedule either. They're playing a third-place schedule even.
Yeah.
Like great teams they play the rest of the way. Rams this week. They play the Chargers. They play Kansas City.
You said great teams. I don't want to hear. Yeah,
sorry,
I don't want to hear the Chiefs in that conversation.
At Arrowhead, and then they play the Niners late in the year.
Right.
Like that's kind of it for like really tough games along the way. Like Atlanta's not a super tough game right now. Arizona isn't. Pittsburgh isn't. The Raiders. Like these are their non-division games. But still, Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Come on, the reckoning is coming. Right. Like.
Nobody
is that bad for 7 years and then gets this good in an instant. That's not happened, right? Not being bad that long with multiple coaches.
Well,
like
as you say, this good, he has 3 touchdown passes.
Okay, but they haven't punted yet this season, right?
But he has 3 touchdowns.
Right.
How good does he have to be? They have a lot of great weapons. Jonathan Taylor is running all over everybody's faces.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how good Daniel Jones has had to be. His quarterback rating is a 111, which is a market improvement since last year where he was an 79.
I mean, he leads the league in yards per attempt.
Okay.
9.3. So
that's not bad.
He's almost averaging a first down for every time he drops back the pass.
That's good.
That's crazy.
803-0550. You know, it's a Buffalo Bills football Monday after a Bills weekend, a Bills-less weekend. So if you watched games, had impressions, have had some thoughts about the Bills, join us. We're wide open today. Sal joins us at 8 o'clock. You know, we run through highlights and some game stuff, and we'll check schedules. The Bills open as a 16.5-point favorite against the Saints.
Thank you to the Saints for bumping that up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, the Saints and Seahawks played yesterday, and halfway through the second quarter, the game should have been called.
Yeah.
21-0 Seahawks after the first.
Right.
38-6
at halftime. What's the mercy rule? Yeah.
I don't think 16.5 is big enough. I know the Bills play to run and might play a kind of game script that might keep the Saints closer, but the Saints are every bit as bad as people expected them to be and put up a touchdown late in the fourth quarter. Otherwise, they're down 44-6 on the road to Seattle, and Seattle didn't even try in the second half.
Yeah, it was 38-6 at the half.
I
mean, they might even – would they go to the rookie next week?
They'd be insane to do it. Well, maybe we should take that back.
Spencer Rattler, by the way, 0-9 as a starting quarterback now in the NFL.
Maybe they look at the Bills defense and think, you know,
the Bills defense is
not that tough a test. Listen, that's a conversation.
You might think too, hey, like the offense is going to be so good that, hey, it's going to be a lot of garbage time, soft zone coverage because they're up by so much. That's an easy environment for the rookie.
Counterpoint is next week they're home against the Giants.
That's where you want them.
And home against the Patriots to follow, and then at the Bears and home box. Like, you'll have 3 out of 4 at home.
That's where you put them.
So Spencer Rattler gets one more kick at the can, and then let's go ahead and get Tyler Shuck in there against the Giants at home.
He'll play the second half anyway.
Maybe.
If the Bills are up by as much as Seattle is.
803-0550. The Sabres play a preseason game tonight.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
If you want to get
in. Right, misspoke in the update. We don't have Monday Night Football. We have the Sabre game tonight.
Right.
7 o'clock. So.
Monday Night Football is good, though.
It is.
Lions and Ravens. And your boy over here needs a miraculous performance from Jared Goff and Mark Andrews to avoid the guillotine chop.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a tough one.
How many?
I need like 25.
All right, that's not.
It's
the problem is Mark Andrews doesn't exist at the moment. So
correct. I
kind of need Jared Goff to get 25 points.
Which he could. If it's a shootout, he could do it.
I moved him into one of my other lineups because I was looking at some of the over-unders, and I'm looking at Goff, I'm like, 265.5. Who has an over-under in the NFL these days at 265.5? Which is like 30 yards beyond some of the other guys, but because what? They have a bad defense, and they just scored 52 points, and they're going to have to keep up all day?
Yeah.
So
probably.
Tonight should be offense.
It should be.
Should
be fun. The Ravens, what are they? They wear the black jerseys with the Midnight Falls. Is that what they call it?
Are they wearing it tonight?
Right. They did that against the Bills last year. A night game. Their record in night games at home is 20.
Darkness Falls. Yeah, they're doing it tonight.
21-3 in this spot. Like, their record at home in a primetime game is, you know, they're good. Anyway, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Got some clips around the league on what people are saying about the Bills. Colin Cowherd has a big, long thing about Josh Allen that I think is very interesting to dig into about how Allen shouldn't exist because basically he's the perfect player now who doesn't make mistakes.
He also, in his Colin Cowherd way, compared Allen to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
I didn't
see that part of it.
Okay, there's that part of it. When he started that part of it, I thought, okay, here we go. And then I'm like, by the end of it, you know, it wasn't bad. Not a bad comparison.
Boy, let me see if I can reach for it. Is it, you always saw the talent, you wonder if he could be a truly leading guy, and then he just all of a sudden one day is like, oh yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, but this is kind of part of our conversation about the Bills. It was, you know, he's doing all the special things, right? Like Titanic is jumping over a linebacker and Catch Me If You Can is chucking the ball 80 yards down the field. And then Leo did Revenant.
Right.
Which was kind of boring, but it was an amazing acting performance. And that's what he's saying Allen is right now. Little more boring, little more mature, but this is when he wins the Oscar.
Yeah. Fair enough. I mean, the boring one, he got attacked by a bear. Spoiler alert.
You know, I haven't seen it.
Oh, well, the story is basically...
I know he got attacked by a bear.
It's basically...
Though. It's a meme.
The story is he got attacked by a bear.
Right.
That's the revenue.
And he doesn't say a word in the whole thing? I mean, he just grunts?
There's not really people to talk to.
Okay, it's just him. Right.
Pretty much. Hmm. Yeah. All right. This has been our review of The Revenant.
Right.
If in the chat, post other movies you'd like to see us review. Leo DiCaprio movies in 10 words or less.
Yes. Alan plays the Leo DiCaprio movies.
Okay.
That's what the game was, I think.
All right, fair enough. In that case, what is the throw the pass to Amari Cooper, get a pitch back to him, and dive for the pylon?
That's Wolf of Wall Street.
All right.
That's Wolf of Wall Street.
I like it.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. No notes. 803-0550. We'll get you some of these clips around the league, get you highlights of the games from around the league. A fun day in the NFL yesterday. Hopefully you had a good time. Colts, Chargers, the Chiefs. Man, the Chiefs.
Hey, look, they can throw the ball down the field again on the Giants, who I think everyone's going to be able to do that.
It's not as annoying watching them get lucky when they're 1-2 as if they were 3-0. But the Chiefs' luck,
what was
they still have it.
Yeah, was the luck play
There were two things.
Okay.
One,
because one play I might fight you on luck. Go ahead.
One, the Giants kicker can't kick.
Right.
All of a sudden, I'm in a close game, and he can't kick.
Right. He did kick later in the game, though.
All right, well, he couldn't kick earlier.
Right, and the replacement, was that the punter?
Got a kick blocked.
Yeah.
Because the kicker can't kick, that's luck. And then the other luckiest play of all time, Mahomes throws it behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And it's clearly a fumble. The Giants players get two cracks at it, including the second player actually getting it up into his hands, only to have Mahomes dive in and swipe it away at the 6-yard line.
Yeah. That's
a hustle play.
Is that what? That's luck, but also that was incredible by Mahomes.
It is.
I'll give it to him.
Definitely luck. Yes.
That was luck.
Fumble recoveries are luck to begin with.
But that wasn't a fumble recovery. That was, you have the ball, I am taking it back from you.
He didn't have the ball. That's the thing. The guy was trying to get the ball.
I actually saw a lot of people a lot of people on Twitter going, shouldn't that be 1st and 10 Chiefs because the Giant player had possession?
No, because he didn't have possession.
You don't think he had possession?
Nope. He was still trying to pick it up. He should have had possession or fallen on it. But two Giants players tried to pick up that ball and run with it.
Well, it should have been a scoop and score, really, right?
Yeah.
That should have been 6. It should have been, that was at the end of the half, it should have been 13 to, well, I guess they might have missed the extra point again. Should have been 12 to
right.
6.
They missed an extra point, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Giants, they're a mess. Russell Wilson, it's over. Call it.
Yeah, they got to get
call
him
that thing
he's
now.
Bad.
Get Jackson Dart in there. All right. Random reviews of the week that was, and tonight Lions and Ravens. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Had some thoughts on what I'm hearing out there. Had friends over talking about the Bills. There seems to be, can I say frustration, with the offense, and then the defense is going to be a work in progress. We got a lot to talk about with this defense and what happened to them on Thursday night as well. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring, 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Tell us something you saw from Sunday's slate. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday here on WGR.
Hand off to Cook. Going to cut it back to the left side, through a hole, out to the 50. Trying to get away from the defender, shakes another tackle, and he's into Miami territory at the 44-yard line.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.